It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself. but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12. And sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12. And sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12. And sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12. and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East, and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All the men around her are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what was to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go, but the main reason she has to is simply because her husband was hired, and she is his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was more concerned about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea, and this is her story. It is 1804. A woman in her early 20s is lying on the hard ground in Lewis and Clark's fort, awaiting for the adventure ahead of her. The ground was uncomfortable, and the men crowded the fort. The sound of snoring men filled the tent. Most of these men came from the Far East and were U.S. Army volunteers personally selected by Meriwether Lewis to explore westward territory and reach the Pacific coast. She is a born leader, brave, determined, and intelligent. She will accompany Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their men to the Pacific coast and back. She had been through so much in her short life. She was captured and taken away from her family at the age of 12 and sold to a French-Canadian trapper who was significantly older than her. He then made her his wife. All of the men are asleep. She is the only one left awake. A stern yet grim expression appears on her face as she tosses and turns. She was trying to fall asleep, but she was too worried. She had just found out she was pregnant and didn't want the baby to be injured throughout the expedition. She has always been adventurous and curious about what existed to the west. Deep down, she wanted to go. But the main reason she had to go was because her husband was hired to go on this expedition and she was his property. She knew these men needed her knowledge of the geography of the land ahead of them, and to interpret for them when they came across Shoshone Indians. As she thought about it more, she knew she could handle supporting herself, but was concerned more about the men. Her expression began to brighten more and more with every encouraging thought. She had lived here her whole life, and had more survival skills than any of these men. Whatever would come to face her, she could handle it. The men would struggle, but she would be there to help them. She thought about what she could learn and see along the way. She thought about how she could make a difference and have a chance at a prominent and full life. She finally could relax and fall asleep with the comprehension that she will be fine. She turns in for the night. This woman goes down in the history books and is well known by many. She plays a big part in the westward expansion of America. Her name is Sacagawea. And this is her story.